Welcome to the 68 and 16 Sportscast. This is episode 10, or the Alabama episode. So we're going to talk about Alabama and who they will play in the SEC title game and, I guess, call it. So this will be a short and sweet episode.
Well, it could be. I will say this, in regards to the SEC West, I have to give a shout-out here. I talked to one of our previous guests, Tripp Petzl, and he, the doctor, Dr. Jerry Punch, he actually has Auburn winning the SEC West over Bama. So I will say that there is a frequent guest we've had that does not have Bama winning the West. So just want to throw that out there for diversity purposes. There is potential challengers for Alabama this year in the West. He's got Auburn 7-1 there winning the West. I'll start with Alabama, and I'm saying I'm going to have them not losing the West. They're going to win the West. I've tried to make wise guy picks here against Bama the last couple of years. I did LSU last year. I did Auburn the year before. The more you doubt this team, you got to have to start doubting them. They change personnel. They change starters. I mean, you just can't look at the typical things you can with other teams. You can't look at returning starters because it doesn't matter who's starting. They're so good. They're so deep. They're so fast. They're so big. They got a new pro-style offense. I don't care. They're going to be just fine. That was one of Tripp's concerns. No matter what they do, they win football games, pure and simple. I've got them 11-1, though. I do have them losing a football game, and it's the last one. I've got them losing at Auburn. So if you got Auburn going 10-1, then I guess I would have them winning the West in a tiebreaker. They did that a couple years ago, if you recall. I've got Auburn losing two games, though, so I do not have them winning the West overall. I'm not going to go into detail with them. Hurts is back. Scarborough is back. Ridley's back. They lose a lot on the offensive line, the defensive line, but it doesn't matter. It's Alabama. They'll have athletes everywhere across the board. They're going to win games like they usually do. I don't see a lot of close games. I think they beat Florida State handily in week one. May get a tough LSU game just because it always seems like a close game. But at Auburn's the one I see them losing potentially. But it's not going to matter. They'll beat Florida in the SEC championship game and get back into the Final Four. So that's my Alabama pick. Daniel, where do you got the Crimson Tide?
I got the Crimson Tide coming in at 11-1, 7-1 in the SEC, and sitting out the SEC championship game. Me and Tripp agree. I got Auburn going to Atlanta for the SEC championship, but I'll stick on Alabama here. Their only loss is going to be Auburn on the road, so that'll be a big-time game. That one's at Jordan-Hare, so it'll be a really, really intense game. But yeah, I think Auburn takes it. But like you said, I mean, you can't look at the normal statistics and who they have returning, who they're plugging in at offensive coordinator. It just doesn't matter. They have so many good players. The talent level is just so far above almost every other team that it doesn't matter. I do think that the new offensive coordinator, Brian Daboll, will be pretty good. He actually has coached under Saban before, back in the late 90s at Michigan State. So I think that's a good hire. It's kind of off the radar, but I think it's a good hire. What did you guys think about Deshaun Hand not getting suspended for the DWI just because his car was parked?
Yeah, that's Saban for you. It's always a little questionable there about the suspension. It's kind of like Coach K, little fake suspensions all the time.
He didn't get suspended because they got Florida State in the first game instead of Fresno. Yeah, exactly. That's why.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was a little shady there.
They were looking for an out, and they got a perfect one because he was passed out in a parked car. Yeah. That was rather than passed out in a drive, you know, and at like a stoplight or something.
I would have respected him more if they just let him play in the Florida State game and then said, "Oh, we forgot. We'll suspend him for Fresno. Our bad."
Upon further investigation,
we discovered more facts.
Exactly. No, I 11-1, 7-1. I do still have them in the college football playoff. A one-loss Bama team is not missing the college football playoff. I think there's some. Maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist with this, but the college football playoff has made some questionable calls in the past. going back to Ohio State in 2014. But yeah, I like two teams here, Auburn and Alabama, making the college football playoff.
Interesting. Yeah, I like Alabama a lot. I think they're going to go undefeated in the regular season. They'll be in the SEC title game. You know, this is the first time in the last 4 years they've had a returning quarterback.
Yep.
So that'll, mm-hmm. I think that's huge. They're losing a few receivers, but they get Ridley back. They got a five-star receiver in Judy coming in. That's a stud. They got a whole stable of thoroughbreds in the backfield that they can lean on. All right, I think it's the same old here. Defensively, they'll be great. Yeah, at Auburn, yeah, they can definitely lose that football game. It wouldn't surprise me at all. I really like what they've got offensively. I mean, they'll be able to go in there. They're experienced. They narrowly escape.
Yep. I mean, that could happen. I mean, it's going to be a good game. I just think the team loses the game. It's tough to go undefeated back-to-back years in the regular season. I think they slip up somewhere. Auburn seems like the most foreseeable spot. But again, and that's a good argument there that they could lose that game and very much get in the playoff. I mean, I think that's a definitely could still not win the West and get in the playoff. I think that's a team to do it for sure, especially if you beat Florida State in week one. That's why you play that game. Playoff at 11-1. So that makes a lot of sense there for sure. I've still got them winning that division despite that, but that's going to be a good game for sure. It's one of the games of the year to circle, without a doubt, the Iron Bowl there. Moving on from Alabama, the Arkansas Razorbacks, who this year are my number two surprise team in the country besides Oklahoma State. I like this team a lot. I know, Daniel, you disagree. You were talking crap already about the coach. I don't necessarily love Bielema, but it's a hard-nosed football team that plays tough with X's and O's, and I think this team has got enough there where they're going to be good. They lose some receivers for sure, but they don't throw the ball a lot. They lose their top rusher. But this team, it's like Georgia, they reload running back every year. They got all their running backs. They get Austin Allen back, who was surprisingly good last year. And they've got most of the defense starters back. They got 6-6 back. I can't point to necessarily a single aspect of what they're going to be great at. I just think they'll be kind of good across the board. And the SEC West, I think, is largely down this year. Arkansas with a favorable schedule does a lot of damage. I've got them winning against Florida A&M. I've got them losing at home against TCU in a payback game. So, I'm not that high on them, I guess. But then I got to be at A&M. They've lost that game 3 years in a row, or actually 4 years in a row now. They played in Arlington. They should have. They lost two of them in overtime and lost the other one last possession of the game. They're due to beat A&M. I think they've got to beat A&M, especially after a bye week. You're going to beat A&M there to get to 2-1. You beat New Mexico State. I've got them getting upset to South Carolina. Got them losing to Bama, so everybody's like, 3-3. But Arkansas always does its damage the second half of the year. Last year they beat Florida late in the year. Shocked some people. Won at Mississippi State. Year before they beat at LSU and at Ole Miss when they're both ranked. This year I've got them winning out after the Alabama loss, beating Auburn at home, beating Ole Miss on the road, beating Coastal, winning at LSU in an upset, then beating Mississippi State and Missouri. I've got 9-3, 6-2 for the Arkansas Razorbacks. Very good season for the backs. Second in the SEC West. Daniel, where do you got the backs?
I got the Razorbacks at 6-6, 3-5. As I mentioned earlier, Bielema, he's just a bit too stubborn, in my opinion. He just likes to ground and pound, but he doesn't have the talent to do that in the SEC West. The line's just not good enough against the SEC defenses. Their top running back had to retire. It's kind of a freak incident there. Had a neck injury and he's had a bunch of concussions, so he went ahead and retired. Maybe a good thing for him. They lost a bunch of receivers. They do have Austin Allen back at quarterback, and he's one of those guys that's got the potential. So we'll see if he can sort of tap into that this year. Defensively, they're pretty young up front. They have a former five-star recruit at the end, and it's McTelvin Ajum. So hopefully he can, you know, kind of live up to his potential.
Yep.
But we'll see. I got them, you know, winning Florida A&M. That's a Thursday night game, so that'll be one of the first games of the season. Probably a lot of people watching that game. TCU, though, that's a loss. I don't see them beating the Horned Frogs, even though it's a home game. It's kind of a revenge game from last year. And I got them going to Arlington. That's in Jerry's world, and Jerry's a former Razorback himself. Got him winning that game. And then losing to South Carolina, losing to Alabama, losing to Auburn, losing at Ole Miss, and then losing at LSU. So winning the non-conference games thrown in there, New Mexico State and Coastal Carolina, and then closing out with a couple of losses, closing with a couple of wins, Mississippi State at home and Missouri at home. So 6-6, 3-5, they'll get to a mediocre bowl. They got some talent, but just not a big Razorback fan this year.
Just the word to get the backs.
Yeah, I'm more in line with Daniel's comments. I've got them with 3-5 record in conference play. I think they'll get all their out-of-conference games. Excuse me. So 7-5 overall. I'm not really liking this team that much, man.
They're haters.
Yeah. Like Dana said, the freak accident to the running back. Allen's—he makes too many mistakes. He's gonna have to cut down on the turnovers. 15 picks last year, and he's gotten, from what I can tell, he doesn't have anybody to throw the ball to this year either.
Yeah, the receivers this year.
Yeah, I think they lose like five of their top six receivers, including the tight end.
Mhm.
So I don't see this team being able to score consistently. And defensively, they gave up 38 points a game in conference last year. And got gashed on the ground, 200+. So the offense is going to take a step back. You can't stop the run. And the SEC, I don't see that being a recipe for success. And defensively, they're switching from a 4-3 to a 3-4, so we'll see if that works.
Yeah.
Good
switch. But what games do you have been winning, Justin?
So I got them beating FAMU. TCU, New Mexico State, and then Coastal, and then in conference I got them beating the Mississippis, and the other one I had them winning was Missouri.
Interesting. I think they'll win in Jerry's World this year. That's one game that I'm going out of limb on. I got to win that game September 23rd. But we'll see. Obviously, I didn't think W's high the Razorbacks as me. I got one of the few people that have a pick on them, but I'm usually down on the backs too. But this year, I got a feeling it's Arkansas's year. Just kind of a hunch, if ain't more than anything. But moving on now to another elite contender, a playoff participant, I think, according to Daniel, Auburn Tigers. 7 offense backs, guys on offense backs, 7 defense. Everybody's high on them. 28th best defense in the country back, 43rd best offense. You got a new quarterback in there in Jarrett Stidham, who was a stud at Baylor. A lot to like here with the Malzahn regime. I just think when Auburn is hyped up a little too much, sometimes they falter, and that could be this year, but I think they'll be really good. I mean, you've got to like what they've got in the tank. They ended the year about as well. I mean, they lost to Alabama. They got killed by Oklahoma. But, you know, you win 8 of your last 9 before that. They had a great stretch there after starting 1-2. They beat LSU. They beat Arkansas. They beat Ole Miss. They got a lot of talent. Again, I just think there's going to be a couple losses, a couple games where the offense is just not clicking, and they lose. I've got them losing this year. Got them beating Bama in the upset special to end the year. But they are going to lose 3 games overall, 2 conference games. They're going to lose at Clemson. They're going to lose at LSU. And they lose at Arkansas after 2 brutal games there in mid-October. They're going to win the rest, though. They're going to beat Georgia at home. They're going to beat A&M on the road after a bye week. 9-3, 6-2. great year, but not national title year for the Tigers. Justin, what do you got the Tigers?
I got them going 10-2. I think they actually do go into Clemson and win.
That's not.
Huh?
I don't know. Everybody's. Yeah, I'm not feeling that.
Losses, as I said before, Alabama. And I think they'll go down to LSU and get beat. I think that's a tricky game.
Yep.
You got three road games in a row right there at LSU, Arkansas, A&M.
Yep.
Let's say they beat LSU. I think they come out of that stretch with at least a loss.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I have a whole lot to add to what you just said. They were very good last year offensively, 30-plus points a game, 400-some yards. I mean, that should continue. They got the Baylor quarterback coming in, correct? Stidham?
Yep. Stidham. Yep.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that works out. Franklin's moving to wide receiver, right? Is that the?
Yep.
Okay. Running game will be great, just like it was last year with Petway. No issue there. Defensively, they're going to lose some guys on the defensive line, a couple guys on the back end, but they should just reload. I don't know. It's like Alabama Part 2 in a sense.
Yeah.
I agree.
Very, very similar.
I agree. I got them going into Clemson and winning. I think that'll kind of be a clash of styles. Clemson's defense will be really strong. Auburn's offense will be really strong. So we'll see who can impose the will upon the other. But I think Auburn will pull that one out. And one thing that I think is important on this Auburn team is they got a great place kicker. Daniel Carlson, first team All-SEC.
Yep.
I think the guy's going to decide a lot of games. I mean, he could decide that Clemson game. He could decide the Alabama game. They're going to have to put a lot on his shoulders. I think he's a good kicker. I do have that loss coming at LSU. So they played two Death Valleys this year. At Clemson, at LSU, I don't see them winning both of them. Beating Clemson, losing at LSU, winning out the rest of their games. Georgia at home, that will be a tough one, but I think they'll win by 10. And then Alabama, the Iron Bowl, of course, that will be a good game. They actually haven't won that one since 2013. You know, that was a kick six year, so that could have gone either way. I think it will kind of come down to the kicking game again, which has been Alabama's kryptonite over the years. So. We'll see, but I think Auburn's 11-1, and they're going to be SEC champs this year. I see them beating Florida and Atlanta, getting into the college football playoff. So, two SEC West schools in the playoff. You heard it here first.
There you go. Moving on now. Alabama, Arkansas, Auburn. The other contender everybody talks about every year, the LSU Tigers. No more Mad Hatter. Les Miles gone. Coach O in. LSU again. They always have the talent. They lose a lot this year, though. They've only got six guys back on offense, five on defense. Etling's your senior quarterback, your Purdue transfer. Not too surprising. Not too impressive, I should say. Geis is a very good running back. He actually outrushed Fournette last year, so the running game is going to be good as usual. They lose a lot of receivers, though. Lose their top five tacklers, which could be huge in a lot of big games. Their schedule sets up nicely, though, so I think there's going to be a lot of wins here. I think this team is actually a lot less talented than last year's, but again, because the schedule's better, I think they could have a better overall record, kind of like Tennessee. They've got BYU win, Chattanooga win. They got a win at Mississippi State. They're 16-1 lifetime against the Bulldogs in the last 17 years. It's kind of like a Kentucky-Tennessee situation. LSU owns them. They're going to beat Syracuse at home. They're going to beat Troy at home. They'll be 5-0. They lose in the swamp to go to 5-1. But then they bounce back. I think they beat Auburn in a, you know, a upset on the home front there. Then they're going to win against Ole Miss, bye week versus Bama. They're going to lose fairly close game. I think they give Bama, just because their style of play, a close game. Got them losing against Arkansas at home, which would be upset. But then winning against Tennessee there, and then beating A&M. So 9-3 and 5-3 overall for the Tigers. Daniel, where do you have the Tigers this year?
I have 9-3, 5-3 overall as well. A couple differences, though, in the losing category. I got them losing to Auburn and Alabama. I don't see them winning those games. Alabama on the road and Auburn at home. That one will be close. I think Ogeron will get them up for that game. Like I said, you're not going to lack motivation playing for that guy, but I don't see him winning that game. Tricky game, though, to start the season off, BYU in Houston. I mean, I think LSU should win that game, but BYU is one of those teams that's just always steady. So,
yep, that's an interesting game. I agree.
An upset there. The upset, though, that I do see in the conference schedule, along with the losses to Alabama and Auburn, I got them losing at Mississippi State. I think Fitzgerald will sling the ball around down there in Starkville, and that's a youngish defense for LSU, and I think they'll be able to catch them early. If this game was week 10 instead of week 3, I might pick LSU, but I think Mississippi State will get them early on in the season. So 9-3, 5-3. Like you said, guys, he maybe is a top five Heisman candidate. He did outrush Fournette last year. I think it was a great hire, Matt Canada, at offensive coordinator. But I'm not a big fan of Etling at quarterback, so we'll see how it all plays out. But 9-3, 5-3, you know, quality season, but nothing special down there in the Bayou.
Justin, where you got the Tigers?
I got them at 10-2, 6-2. Woo. I think they will be undefeated rolling into Alabama in November.
Nice.
That will be a massive game. They'll take the L, and then take on the chin. I got them losing it at Tennessee as well. Later, okay. 2 weeks later. Yeah, I'm not really a fan of Etling, but I think the way they'll use him is, you know, don't cost us the game. Basically, right. let us ride guys and play good defense, and we'll manage to, you know, scrape by. And this team was good at the end of last year. Really, after Miles left, I think they were 6-2 with close losses against Bama and Florida. So there's a lot of talent there. Defensively, yeah, they got a lot of guys to replace. They lost, I think, 5 draft picks overall. They're in the second season under Ronda's new system. I think they can match the numbers they put up last year defensively. I don't think that'll be an issue. So with the run game, solid defense, and a quarterback that can just kind of manage the game, I think that gets them by.
Interesting, yep. Well, that's a good pick. We'll see what they do with Coach O. I just can't have too much confidence in Mr. Ogeron, one of the worst SEC coaches of all time with Ole Miss, and we'll see what he can do in Baton Rouge now. Moving on now. From LSU, the much maligned Ole Miss Rebels. What a dumpster fire we have in Oxford. Probation, coaches leaving, call girls, prostitutes, the whole nine yards. This is a program in ruins. I will say they have talent. I mean, they got a postseason ban, so you got to affect the morale. You got a coach that you just lost that everyone loved and freeze. Everybody recruited them. So the morale on this team is going to be low, and that could cost them. But talent-wise, I mean, this team is actually, you know, decently talented for a dumpster fire. Shane Patterson looked very good at quarterback when he played in the year. You know, the defense is going to be decent. They got a lot of talent there. I'm going to still say that despite Ole Miss's issues, going to go 6-6 and 2-6. I think they were 5-7 last year. Could have won a lot of those games. They played Alabama really good, as they always do. Could have won at Arkansas. You know, they laid an egg in Vanderbilt, but you think they could have won that one they played again. So could have gotten a bowl last year. They had 10 wins the year before that, so they still got guys that know how to win. I think they win the first 3 games. They lose at Alabama, at Auburn. They beat Vandy at homecoming. Then they lose to LSU, Arkansas, and at Kentucky. Then you beat Louisiana. Then you beat A&M. Then you lose at Mississippi State to get to 6-6, 2-6. No bowl game for the Rebels, but I think enough talent there to salvage whatever program they have at this point. So that's what I got for the Rebels this year. Daniel, what do you have the Rebels?
Yeah, I agree. They have a lot of talent. I mean, they've recruited well, and there may be a reason why so many good recruits went down there. They could be paying the price for that right now with the with everything that's going on. But the whole staff is new. I mean, complete staff turnover. Matt Luke, new head coach. New defensive coordinator, Wesley McGriff. New offensive coordinator, Phil Longo. So they're, I mean, pretty much installing a whole new system. Yep. They do have a lot of talent, though. I got them at 5-7, 1-7. Winning all four non-conference games. Their non-conference schedule isn't that tough. They go to Cal week three, but I got them winning that game after two pretty easy wins over South Alabama and UT Martin. Coming off that, losing to Bama, losing to Auburn, both of those games on the road. That's a kind of a tough setup there, back-to-back on the road games. And then coming back, Vanderbilt, homecoming, but losing that game, I mean, just getting punched in the mouth two weeks in a row is going to have an effect on you. Losing to LSU after that, also at home, and then beating Arkansas. I see them beating Arkansas. I think Shea Patterson will be able to throw the ball around a little bit, and they'll be able to control that game more so than Arkansas will be able to. Then losing out the rest of the way, 5-7, 1-7, no motivation, no bowl, new coaching staff. I just don't see much out of this team.
Justin, where do you get the Rebs?
I don't see much out of this team either. I got them 1-7 in conference. Actually, you know what? I got them overall. I'm sorry, I'm looking at their out of conference schedule here. It's pretty weak.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
It's very weak.
Very weak.
Let's just say they win them all. So I got them at 5-7. I think they get Mississippi State at the end of the season.
Wow. Road game too after a winning
game. Yeah, they're gonna circle the wagons.
Yep.
Yeah. That
is a bowl, so to speak. So they'll be up for it for sure. But
it's a dumpster fire down there, like you said. That's the best way to put it. So much going on. You know, firing of the coach for – I think they called it a pattern of personal misconduct. Is that the reason they fired him?
Yeah.
Or personal misconduct, I should say.
Yep.
That's the PC way to put it.
Yeah. Misconduct. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But I don't like the defense. I mean, they gave up like 450 yards a game last year. I don't think they could stop the run very well. Offensively, Patterson was good. The supporting cast, I think, is the issue. They got, I think, three receivers that are gone. The running game's okay. They're going to a new look as well, right, with kind of the air raid offense. So I think that'll make the running game take a little bit of a step back. The numbers offensively will probably be better just because they're going to get a lot more plays under their belt, get a lot more yardage, but I don't think it'll turn into positive performance on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
The one disappointment about Hugh Freeze leaving is that he was one of the guys that could actually beat Saban in Alabama. I mean, I think they were, 2-3 against Bama in his
– Yep.
Let's see, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So, yeah, in his five seasons, they were 2-3.
And won two of the last 3 years, too. So,
he had the recipe, I guess, to beat Bama, but not to be in the long run. So, we'll see. We'll see. I think, this team's going to struggle.
Yep. I think so, too. Moving on to the cross-state rival, the Mississippi State Bulldogs. I know Daniel's pretty high on them based on what you told me earlier. I think they're going to be Mississippi State. I mean, that's kind of – they had the two great years in 14 and 15, which were, very impressive. Dan Mullen did what he did. But, you know, they're a typically 7-5, 6-6 football team. And this year I've got them going 6-6. Nick Fitzgerald's back. I think he's a good quarterback. They've got a lot of receivers back. They lose a lot on the offensive line. Defense has got 6 starters back, so it's kind of middle of the road there. I just think it's kind of middle of the road football team. I mean, it's kind of, you know, they're not great, they're not terrible. They win the first two. The Outlaw Tech is a very, very tricky week 2 game, though. That's one they could definitely get beat there if they're not careful. So watch out for that one. I got them losing at home against LSU, losing at Georgia, losing at Auburn, getting bye week, beating BYU in a very tough game at home. I mean, they theoretically could be 1-5 at that point. And, you know, with the wheels coming off. But, you know, I think they get that one. They beat Kentucky. They lose at A&M. They beat UMass. They lose to Alabama at Arkansas. But they beat Ole Miss. 6-6, 2-6. They squeak into a bowl game. Very similar to last year's run. I don't see vast improvements anywhere in the squad. This team did lose to South Alabama last year, if you may recall. They beat A&M, though, so it's a team that's going to lose some games. They might should, but they maybe be a team they shouldn't this year. Maybe that team, hard to see where that comes this year. Might be LSU, like you said. I don't think it's Bama. Maybe they steal a road game against somebody. Maybe it's at A&M October 28th. But
at Georgia.
You never know. They haven't won in Athens since 1956. We're dropping 9 straight trips. But you never know. Let's probably got the Bulldogs. Daniel, where do you got the Bulldogs? You're high on them, I know.
I got them at 7-5. I wanted to put them at 8-4, but I just couldn't quite. I think the two games that would bump them up to 8-4 would be a win at A&M or a win at Arkansas. Since both those games are on the road, I had them losing it. Yep. I think Dan Mullen is a really good coach. I think he's one of the top coaches in the SEC. So I don't see them dropping back down. I mean, it's got to be hard to recruit to Starkville, Mississippi, but I think Fitzgerald is a good quarterback, and he'll kind of lead that team. They should win all 4 non-conference games, and then I got to beat LSU week 3, losing to Georgia on the road, losing to Auburn on the road, beating Kentucky at home, losing to A&M on the road, beating UMass November 4th, which will be the week before the Alabama game, which would be at home. They're not beating Bama. Going on the road to Arkansas and taking a loss there. And then coming back for the Egg Bowl, winning it in Starkville. 7-5, 3-5. I think this is a team that next year could be a 10-win team. If Fitzgerald comes back. I like their defensive coordinator, Todd Grantham, coming over from Louisville. He's a hard-nosed guy, but he plays aggressively, so I think this team's 1 year away, kind of like South Carolina, but maybe they'll be saying that again next year. So we'll see. But I think they could be a 10-win team next year. I got them at 7-5. Could be 8-4, but definitely going bowling.
Justin, where you got the Bulldogs?
All right, I'm the outlier on the Bulldogs. I got the entire state of Mississippi struggling. I got them at 1-7 in conference, 5-7 overall.
Oof. Ouch.
Yeah. I got them getting the Kentucky game. I think their conference schedule is tough. I mean, that LSU Georgia Auburn run is, I think, is going to set the tone for the rest of the year. And then you get A&M on the road, which is a game I think they could win. I feel a lot better if they had it at home.
Right.
You know, Bama's, that's an L. Arkansas, again, with the A&M game, I think they could win that game, but it's at Arkansas. And then the Mississippi game is basically a meaningless game at that point. So, you know, just flip a coin. I do like Fitzgerald, a quarterback. He was solid last year. The completion percentage was not that good. That's got to come up. But, you know, dual threat guy, he can get you 30-35-plus touchdowns a season. Running game should be okay. The offensive line's going to probably struggle for at least the first part of the season, which unfortunately is when the best defenses show up on the schedule. Defensively, I think they're a year away there. I like the Grantham coming over from Louisville, like Daniel said, but I don't think he's got his guys yet. They're losing three starters off the defensive line, and this is a group that couldn't stop the run at all last season. And yeah. In this conference, you got to stop the run first before anything else kind of click. So, bad year in Mississippi all the way around.
Moving on now, the final team we are covering in the five-week tour we've done of the major conferences in college football. The Texas A&M Aggies. And as the final team of the five conferences, this ironically is my number one ranked disappointment pick compared to expert predictions of the year. I've got a absolute dumpster fire down in College Station this year. And here's the main reason why, folks. This team has done well for two reasons. One, they've got off to really hot starts every year, and they've had superstar playmaking quarterbacks. They don't have that this year. They have no idea. The quarterback situation, it's either going to be a four-year game manager in Jake Hubenock. It might be Nick Starkel. Who knows what they're going to do, but game managers don't win at A&M. It's not a game managing type program. It's an up-tempo score offense because your defense isn't very good type team. That's how they've won this league before. It just sets up to be a bad year, I think. All their quarterbacks left. They don't have anybody left to play quarterback, and as a result, someone's going to be left just kind of holding the last remains of his coaching career, I think, at A&M. I think this might be it for A&M. I've got him in a terrible 5-7, 2-6 run this year, going bowl-less, losing at UCLA, beating Nichols, beating Louisiana, losing to Arkansas in Arlington, beating South Carolina at home, losing to Alabama, losing to Florida, beating Mississippi State because it's at home, losing to Auburn, beating New Mexico, losing at Ole Miss, and losing at LSU. I just don't see the wins here, and they're going to not get off to the hot start they usually do. As a result, they're going to struggle down the stretch like they always do. 5-7, 2-6 for the Aggies. I just don't like this team this year. It's going to be a bad year in College Station, in my opinion. Daniel, where do you got the Aggies?
I'm going to piggyback off of you. I agree almost 100%. The only difference, I have them 6-6. I think they'll go on the road and beat Ole Miss, but everything else is the same. Kevin Sumlin, major hot seat candidate right now. I think this will be his last year down in College Station. He's one of those guys that's a great recruiter, but maybe not a strong X's and O's guy. They got some talent offensively. Christian Kirk is a really good receiver.
Yeah.
Good running back, Travion Williams. He might go for 1,000 yards. But yeah, there's a lot of questions at quarterback. Defensively, you know, you lose Myles Garrett.
Yep.
I don't think they were even very strong defensively last year, and then you know, you take away talent. So yep. I don't see him improving on that. 6-6, 3-5, they'll make a bowl. I think this is one of those situations where Sumlin will be fired at the end of the regular season and won't coach the bowl game. So, yeah, disappointing season down in College Station. But yeah, it's time to move on for them and look for a new coach.
Yep. Justin, what do you got?
I'm kind of there with you guys on this. I got them 4-4 in conference, mainly because of the schedule. I think sets up relatively well with some winnable home games: Arkansas, South Carolina, Mississippi State, and then at Ole Miss. I think it's kind of a gimme with the way that team's going to go. Yeah, offensively, it all centers on the quarterback, right?
Yeah.
We have no idea what's going to happen here. Kirk's, you know, great on the outside. Both running backs are good, so you got to lean on that early. Defensively, yeah, they lose some big names in Garrett and Washington, Hall. They got a lot to replace. The back end should be very good with the safeties. Watts is back. Both corners, I think, are seniors. They're experienced. So that should help them out. We'll see what happens. At UCLA is going to be very interesting. I think they could potentially get that game, but I was really low on UCLA as well. And then it sets up with four winnable games before you get Alabama, Florida State, or excuse me, Florida. So, yeah, I think Summerlin will be looking for a new job after this year.
Yeah.
That's consensus. I think
Summerlin, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you can't run out three quarterbacks. They ran out three star quarterbacks, and that's kind of, I mean, when you don't have a quarterback for a year because you did that, and it's going to kind of put you in a bad spot. So, be the end of the day there for someone. Final predictions for the conference championship game. I know me and Justin have Alabama versus Florida. Daniel, you've got Auburn versus Florida. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I've got Alabama beating Florida by probably two touchdowns in the championship game. Where do you have your championship game, Daniel?
I got Auburn over Florida. I think it'll be close, maybe 3 to 7 points. I could see it being a late touchdown and a defensive stand by Auburn, but I think they take that win and ride that momentum into the college football playoff.
There you go. Justin?
I'm with you. I can see definitely Bama winning, but about two touchdowns sounds about right.
Yeah. Sounds good. So, SEC West again retaining its dominance in the SEC. Daniel, thank you for joining us at the SEC podcast. Any final thoughts before we go off the air?
I appreciate you guys having me. It's been great. I enjoy listening, and thanks for inviting me on. Hope make you back next year for the SEC preview again if you guys will have me.
We'll have you in the meantime. I'm sure we'll get you here for a week. You had great insight, and I appreciate you coming on. Justin, I guess our next picks will be – we're going to do the small conferences next week, maybe just a couple – get all five of them done in one podcast and our final championship picks of the year. Is that the plan?
I guess so. Yeah, let's do it.
That'd be good.
You have a lot more to say than I will on these small conferences. You follow those.
I do follow pretty much. There's going to be some interesting teams to talk about next week. So we'll definitely hit some high points and low points there with some various squads around the country. But thank everyone for joining us. Justin, you want to sign us off here?
Hey, real quick, who wins the PGA?
The PGA Championship this year in Quail Hollow will be won by Ricky Fowler.
Are you going to predict that until he wins? Is that the new thing?
By the way, let's go back. Read the tape. Listen to the tape. Daniel will tell you. The British Open picks, you and Tripp both picked Fowler, and I picked...
you remembered that, did you?
I picked Spieth, okay? So I'm going against that pick this time. I'm going to pick Fowler to do it this time. This year. It's a PGA tie. It's usually someone random wins the PGA. Yeah, somebody had one more. It's going to be Fowler, I think.
It's going to be somebody I barely know.
It might be a no-name. It might be a rando. But if any big names, I think Fowler pulls it off.
I'm taking the field.
Taking the field.
Yeah, that's probably a solid pick. I got a guy, Grayson Murray, from Raleigh. I actually knew him growing up. He just won a tournament, maybe in Alabama or something, smaller tournament. But a guy to watch. He played at Eagle Point here in Wilmington when they had the tournament, the tour here, stop in Wilmington. But he's a good player, a young guy. Went to Wake Forest and then transferred to Arizona State. So keep an eye out for him, Grayson Murray.
Watch that name pop up on their leaderboard Thursday. Wouldn't that be something?
It might. You never know the PGA. It very well might.
Which thing?
Yeah. All right, fellas. This is fun. Daniel, thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
And I guess we'll be back next week. Brad, we thinking Thursday like we usually do?
Yep. Sounds good. I think that'll work for me.
Works for me. All right, we'll be back next week with the small conferences and our college football playoff picks, and then we'll have to just kind of figure it out from there.
Sounds great.
All right, guys. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening, and we will see you next week.